rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Here we are at the New Spins Library.
Hey, Montreal, it's a great day out there. You are tuned to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot. The first interview is with Anemone. Anemone has a beautiful style and promises work for the future. We'll listen to her latest single, Saturday Night, coming up. The second interview is with rap duo 28 and the Blind Monkey. They have new EPs coming out and like to produce new work all of the time. We'll speak with them later in the show. 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and at 8:30 we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, how do electric guitars work? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Have to try to, yeah, stay on track. Whoa, yeah, life's a tough nut, yeah, hard to crack. Uh-huh, we all know that. It's a fact. Choose wisely. Never look back. Gotta do the right thing. Up to you to decide. Keep track, don't lose sight. Figure out where your mind is. Receive and you give. Got to stick with positive. Gotta do the right thing. Up to you to decide. But try to look inside. Be sure to get to the right end. Otherwise we're not friends. You're not invited. Choose the good side. Trust me, I know what I'm worth. I'm the shiny ruby, you the dirt. Say one thing, do another in the next. I might change, depends on context. I know I can get a little clumsy. Stuff in the past that comes back to haunt me. Yeah, should learn from my mistakes. I'm a chess piece, don't hate the player, hate the game. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Cicada coming through, so and such be the click. We at the rendezvous. Early rise, more time spent awake. More time spent cooking, I'm done with the bake. Keep a clear mind, chase the baseline. Hold my back free, no sneak up from behind. Cards on the table, transparency through. Can see these structures, you're part of the issue. Let your mind run free.
Let your mind run free.
Simple, can't you see?
Can't you see?
It's all make believe. Don't get hung up, deceptive. It's all matter of perspective. Don't be afraid to change your ways. Stay humble, you will find your place. It's up to you to change. Free as the bird, break free from the chain. Gotta do the right thing. Up to you to decide. Keep track, don't lose sight. Figure out where your mind is. Receive and you give. With positive, gotta do the right thing. Up to you to decide, but try to look inside.
Look inside.
Be sure you get to the right end. Otherwise, we're not friends. You're not invited. Choose the good side.
You were born into this. You should be to keep around.
Discovering new music, this is the station. Hi, my name is Ezra Brooks, and you're listening to The New Spins Library on C-Cut Radio.
Quebecois artist Anemone will unveil a brand new single entitled Saturday Night on August 26th. The track is off her forthcoming EP to be released on September 16th. With us today, we have Anemone. Hi, Anemone, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Okay, well, my name is Anemone. It's my real name. I'm a 22 years old singer-songwriter and guitar player from Montreal, born and raised. So how I came to be a musician, that's a good question. I think it started out when, that's gonna sound weird, but it's when Michael Jackson died. I was 9 years old and I was like, who's that guy? And I started listening to his music and kind of just getting into it. And I started feeling things that I had never felt before. And to this day, there's only music that can make me feel that way. So I kind of got into music at that point, started singing. When I was a teen, I discovered U2 and Pink Floyd and classic rock in general. And I was like, oh my God, electric guitar, that's so cool. So I started learning the electric guitar and I studied at Cégep electric guitar after that. So that's kind of how it started out for me. Yeah, between the ages of like 9 and 14, that's when it really happened for me.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
As of now, it's more complicated because I'm not sure exactly who's going to be in my band for my EP release show, but I can tell you, like, for example, for Saturday Night, there are two amazing sax players that are featured on the track. They're doing kind of a solo, but like together. It's kind of a two saxophones thing. Their names are Noah Amiot and Jeremy Leon, which are two McGill graduates. So they're really amazing. There's also Samantha Sylvestre on bass, which is an amazing friend of mine, a bass player. And there's also Mathis Colpon on the drums, who's a McGill student too. They played on the track. I think for my band, it's going to be pretty much that, like drum, some horns, and then I play the guitar and I sing, and there's probably going to be a keys player too, but I'm not too sure as of now who exactly is going to be in the band. But yeah, that's for Saturday Night. Really good band. I'm really, really happy with that. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the process you went through producing your last two singles, Someone New and Faire Semblant?
Yeah, so actually it was really different for Faire Semblant and Someone New because it wasn't with the same producer. For Faire Semblant, I produced it with an amazing Montreal producer who's called William Gabouri, who worked on Star Academy and many other projects. So we did Faire Semblant together. But the thing with Faire Semblant is when I came into the studio, I didn't have, like, I had some kind of structure and verses, but I didn't have like the whole song all figured out. So we kind of wrote it together in the studio, like me listening to the track and kind of writing down some thoughts that I had. So that was more like, that was longer because I didn't have the song all figured out, even though I'm really happy with how it turned out. And Will did an amazing string arrangement on the track, which really kind of, it makes it really dramatic, but that's kind of what I wanted for the track. So I'm really happy about it. But then with Someone New, I worked with Isabelle Banos, which is the producer who's producing my EP that's coming out. She's amazing. I love working with her. And Someone New is a song I wrote when I was 19 years old. So that's 3 years ago. It was already kind of written. We changed some things because, you know, I was 19, so it wasn't perfect. But we kept it pretty close to the original. It wasn't as long as Faire Semblant, but we had a trumpet player come in, a saxophone player come in to do some licks on the track. Yeah, I'm really, really happy with Someone New. I think with the five singles that I have released so far, it's probably my favorite because it's the one that I feel is the closest to the kind of music that I want to do in the future. So I'm really, really happy with Someone New. Yeah.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, sure.
This is Someone New on CKUT.
There's a place where all the lost souls go. It's a place we came to know. And if these halls could talk, I bet they'd say, you're gonna miss the ups and downs one day. It's not my fault. I never saw it coming. It's not my fault. I tried and tried again. Every time I think it'll be different, but every time it just ends up the same.
But what?
Your upcoming EP is called Growing Up. What is the story behind this album?
So actually, I have a whole concept of two EPs, one being called Growing Up, which is coming out, and another one after that, which is going to be called Grown Up. So the concept is that all the songs on Growing Up, I wrote between the ages of 17 and 20. So that was a moment in my life where I was it was a transition between being a teenager to being a young adult. And for me, it was a really tough patch because I wasn't sure who I was. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do in my life. I think young people are going to relate to that because we're all a little bit lost when we're like 18, 19. So I wrote those songs in that kind of part of my life. And then on Grown Up, it's going to be songs that I wrote after the age of 20 up till now. Every song on the album is about one feeling that I experienced between the ages of 17 and 20. And I hope that people are going to be able to relate to it because I was asking myself a lot of questions. And I think that's what is being shown in the album.
Think about this for a moment, then answer. Mm-hmm. Why does someone play music?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I'm not sure if my answer is going to be too personal, but I think maybe not. Maybe some other musicians are going to be able to relate to that. But I'd say that when you write songs, when you play music, you're kind of expressing how you feel and your emotions and what you're going through. And through releasing music, through shows, you can connect with other people on different levels. And I think for me, when I released some songs and people came up to me and told me, I really relate to that song, this song helped me, this song, I relate to that feeling, it kind of makes me feel less lonely because I'm like, we're all going through that kind of things. So I think that we play music to connect with people and to express how we feel. And that might sound cheesy, but for me, it's true. It's like, we can express how we feel through music. It's so important to just let it all out when you play music and you write songs and to connect with your audience, which is amazing. So yeah, I think for me, that would be my answer.
Where will you be touring this year?
Oh, that's a good one because I haven't really started playing shows with my solo project. My first one is going to be my EP release show in September. But I think because I played a lot of those songs with my old band in Montreal bars for like years, but this time it's going to be with a whole new band because it's my new project. But I think I really want to play shows in Montreal and in Quebec in general because I want to really establish myself in the Quebec music scene, which is my hometown. So I think it's important. And yeah, we're going to stay pretty close to Montreal for the next year because I want to start out in my hometown and just play shows and get some experience and play my songs. So yeah.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yes.
This is Saturday Night, your latest single.
I wanna get lost in this city. I feel so alone on a Saturday night. Had to leave this party and knew it was time.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
They can go on my website, which is anemone-. I don't know how to say that in English, but you know, the little le tiré between anemone and music.com. So,
The upper one or the lower one?
The upper one. Is there a word for that? Or
a dash.
A dash. Okay, well, yeah. The anemone-music.com. There is pretty much everything on my website. And also you can go on my Instagram, which is anemone_C. But everything is linked on my website. You can go on my Facebook page or my Spotify page, which are all called Anemone, only Anemone, or Anemone. I don't know how you pronounce it. Yeah, you can go wherever you want, but everything is pretty much linked on my website. So yeah, you should go on there.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Anemone speaking about her music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
It's all CKUT where the new spins beat. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins library.
The duo Simon Turcotte, 28, and Sebastian Roy, the Blind Monkey, have been prolifically creative of late, with the release of the EP Listen to Your Art in March and the single Stay Low released last week. Their second EP, Airtime, is also produced by Simon's own production company, iRise Records, with the help of his acolyte. Sporting old school and avant-garde influences, the band doesn't identify with any particular genre, which is what makes its output so unique, always promising great surprises. With us today, we have Simon Turcotte and Sebastian Roy. Hi, Simon and Sebastian, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having us.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how the project 28 and the Blind Monkey came to be.
So I'm Simon, better known as 28, or my friends call me 20. And me and Sebastian, we met in high school. I think the first year we went there, we were on the same basketball team. And I remember coming back from a tournament. We wrote our first verse together. He was beside me and I wrote a verse about bullies and keeping your head up because I had a pretty hard time that year.
Yeah.
And then we started skateboarding together and that's where we really bonded. And from then we started to write music and dream of having an album one day. So that's really when our learning process started. And from there, I had to learn music production, mixing, recording, distribution, and all that stuff. I also went to a studio and sound recording program. And then coming out of that, me and Sebastian, we opened our first studio together and our label called iRise Records. So that's how 28 and the Blind Monkey came to be.
And yeah, nice. All right, good.
Do you have anything more to add to that, Sebastian?
Yeah, well, I think what's nice about our relationship is that we've always been on the grind on whatever it was. We were like, you know, physical training, going at the gym, skateboarding, and music is kind of our epiphany. You know, it's kind of our biggest. So that's what's nice about our thing together.
You were working earlier this year and released an EP and a single. Tell us what the audience can expect from your releases earlier this year.
Yeah, we started the year pretty strong. We released two singles and our first EP called Listen to Your Art, which we think is well received in old school hip hop lovers. It has this lyrical, old school and vintage flavor since we sampled vinyls and then connected them with real instruments. And then we followed up with two more singles and our latest EP called Airtime, which has more an R&B-ish flavor to it and also real instruments. And we think it has this good vibe and summer vibe.
Yeah,
summer vibe if you want. So I think they should expect to always be surprised because our songs are always a unique mix of our musical influences, going from hip hop, obviously, but also rock, R&B, reggae, mostly for Sebastian. So there's always this creative and original flavor that the song is gonna, sometimes the beat are switching. There's something that happens that you don't expect.
What is the process you went through producing Wasted on You?
First off, about 2.5 years ago, we made the instrumental. I was pretty quick to write my verses. I think I wrote them in one sitting, and a few days after we did the instrumental. And then me and Monkey, we had a setback in our relationship. We put our work together aside for about half a year. Yeah. And it was pretty much a rough batch for me. I remember recording my verse on Wasted on You all alone in my studio at New Year's Eve. So you can really hear the deepness in my emotions. And then me and Sebastian, we connected and we told our vision of things and we went back together to finish the song.
Well, what's funny about it is that we were supposed to be three artists on this song at the beginning, and it was supposed to be this easy pop song. So we were all in the studio having some fun, and the hook came up like in minutes after 20 was cooking the beat. And then we had all this clash for half a year or so, which all put to a stop. And then it became like 20 said, was hard for him to write his verses. It was also so hard for me to write down something that was actually meaningful, because it was kind of a double try. It was like, yeah, there's some hardships going on right now. I'm going to try to put it down on paper. But when you put it down on paper, then it doesn't actually feel real. And it took a lot of time before, on my part, I come up with something that makes sense and that I want to put out there, you know.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, for sure.
This is Wasted on You on the New Spins Library.
I want you, but I'm breaking everything I'm close to. If I only knew things I'm wishing for would come true. I'm here to the feeling of depression and hopes you question. You were less of my ambition, taking action, don't you miss? I know you like to. I'm yet to listen, yet to listen, can't resist it, I insist. I give off for you. I wish my mission passes more than fixing mixes on music. I give off for you. See, you told me. Slowly provoke me. Fresh. Picture my brain out of pain. Strangers are calling my name. Slim, but I'm stuck in the rain. Working, I'm stuck with the blame. Turning my nose and roll the temperature rising. See you rising. Show that I'm rising. From 97 on my way. Kid is, we're more than you ain't. The less than a minute. Just say like I do. Swear I was always away. Leaving and living a page. One day on trips to the place I'll take. I'm done at the end of my days. It's turning my side of the egg. I'm busy all day with the got time for you. The mirror will break in my face. And all of my time was a waste. And start praying I'll stay forever with you. I've been wasted, wasted on you. You waited on me, but I never knew why. You've been wasted, wasted on me, but I never knew why. Those demons you keep, my love holds
them to sleep. My eyes weep, I can't sleep. My heart beats too fast. Things that I can't get back on my feet. So many times I've been stuck on my knees. A vision of you keeps me floating between. And I see me losing myself in your dreams. And I said, oh no, 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 you can't get a hold of me now. When I came so close to perfection, you fed on my love and affection. Now my soul needs an eviction. How could I forget my conviction? And I can't afford to lose it. Some abuse you, they misuse you. Competition refuse you, they will shoot you till they kill you. They say it's all good, I say it's all true. They'll consume you, silently destroy you. They will feed you till they kill you. They say it's all good, I say it's all true.
Driving you to write so much music this year?
Well, in fact, you know, we didn't actually write a lot of music this year. It was more about the pandemic time where we had a lot of time to put our ideas together and grind in the studio all the time. So everybody was kind of on a pause mode, and we're just meeting at a studio after work. Whenever we had some creative things popping in our mind, we would meet in a studio, cook up some things. You know, we were just in savage mode, trying to put a lot of things on the mic record, and then we would figure it out, you know. So like last year, half of the year before, we was always recording some new stuff, and then we took some time to digest this, and then we're like, all right, that's what we're gonna do, put some songs together, and I'll create like a scheme, like an album and whatever. So that's what really happened. So this year we're writing this year, and we're doing some stuff because we're finishing up the album actually. That's gonna be out in September. But yeah, that's it.
Are you planning to tour this year? If so, where?
No, we're not planning to tour this year, but we're having a launch party and a big gig at Antibar in Quebec, the 27th of October. We're more planning to tour somewhere around next year.
What have you got in mind for your next album?
You know, we've been doing some big albums. In September is going to be our second album release. We don't really know what we have in mind for the next one. These two ones were really planned out like a long time ago. But for what's going next, we don't actually know. We want to change how we put out our songs, you know, maybe more singles, less of big albums, smaller chunks at a time.
Maybe hear some more of your music.
Sure.
This is Airtime on CKUT.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to have you here, and we present Airtime, baby. We gonna have a good time. Summertime, baby. Let's go.
You've been checking on me, I've been never like you, I'm clean.
I'm washing my suit just to sticking like glue. I mean, I'll always be true. I think I'm better than you. So what? You probably be thinking the same. We are just checking our game, just fixing the game. Business is freedom and you got some change. Money, it all depends on money. We could be friends for money, but I prefer not. It's funny.
Look at your hands, man. It's the part of the plan. Yeah, you the man. Well, you say you the man. Say you the man. So why would you do me like this? It's late night. We're both right. I got shit on my mind. It's been there all my life. Say you the man. So why would you do me like this? We're both right, I got shit on my mind. It's been there all my life.
Yo, you need hope? Fuck hope, fuck shit up. Say you the man, so why would you do me like this? It's late night, we're both right. I got shit on my mind, it's been there all my life. Say you the man, so why would you do me like this? It's late night, we're both right. I got shit on my mind, it's been there all my life.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
They should go on their favorite music platforms because our music is out everywhere. And if they want to buy tickets, they should subscribe to our Instagram pages.
Yep.
Mine is at 28izme, so 28izme. And Sebastian's is at The Blind Monkey. So that's really where we're going to put the links to buy our tickets. And actually, we're going to announce our next event next week. So they should look out for it.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Simon and Sebastian from 28 and the Blind Monkey speaking about their music and careers. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
We are Jitensha.
And you're listening to the New Spins Library
on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
They say you're heartless, but I don't care what safely departed from all the norms of society. So what's your problem? You say you want me and nothing else competes. But then you stall it from showing me what could be our dreams. So maybe
goes there anymore, and you shouldn't. exerts herself to be polite. The gut strength and self-doubt ditch the critical. Moving on to work out a film it ain't.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
On Saturday, in my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
The United States is claiming a CIA drone has killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, at a safe house in Kabul, in an area where many Taliban leaders live. We'll get the latest and look at his legacy and the U.S. war on terror. Then we go to the fight for reproductive rights in Kansas.
Kansas, which is a state that's been at the center of anti-abortion attacks for decades, has now become a key destination state for patients in Oklahoma and Texas and elsewhere who can no longer get abortions in their home states. Today, Kansans are voting on whether to allow the state legislature here to ban abortion too. This is the first state to vote on abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
We'll go to Wichita. Then, as New York, California, and Illinois declare health emergencies over the